But I do want you to take your Bibles this evening and go to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew. We're in the Gospel of Matthew this morning. And I do want you to get your Bibles. Make sure you get your Bible, open it, look at it. I don't want you to take my word for it. Matthew chapter 16. Keep it open. It's important. Good to hear them Bible pages turning. Keep it open. I love this Bible. Don't ever let anybody degrade the Word of God or belittle it. Right here, in between these two pieces of leather, or this piece of leather that's bound, inside of there is everything. Everything that God wanted man to know. Everything. Every answer to life's questions, every problem is solved right here in this book. This is the roadmap to live. This is our guide. And it's perfect and it's pure. Amen. It's been purified and tried 7 times. And this King James Bible is God's Word. I don't want to ruffle nobody's feathers, but we still believe in old-fashioned. We're not going new style, contemporary and all that. We still believe God's Word is perfect. Perfect. Meaning you cannot improve it. If something's perfect, it cannot be improved. It's inspired. That word inspiration, that's God breathed it. It's inspired, but it's not only inspired, it's preserved. He preserved His Word so that we could have a copy, of everything God wanted us to know. And if it's lost anything, then it's no longer God's Word. And so this King James Bible is God's perfect, holy Word. And God thinks so much about it. He said, I hold my Word above my own name. That's what God said about it. God said in the last book of the Bible, right down toward the last verses, any man add to or take away from, I will blot their name out of the book of life. That's serious business. That's serious business. I do not apologize that this is God's Word. Without question, this is everything God wanted us to know. So I hope you'll take it and keep it open. John chapter 1, just one more little thought concerning God's Word, how important it is. How many of y'all believe in Jesus? Raise your hand. Y'all believe in Jesus? I'm going to be talking about Him for a minute. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word, see some of these new translations, these NIVs and these other, hey, you better watch it, the Message and some of these other translations, they don't say that. They don't say that. Listen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Listen, it's where they change it. And the Word was God. You can't separate this book from Him. That's right. That's right. So God's Word is critically important. And I hope you'll look at it. Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 13. I have way more to preach this evening than y'all got time to listen to. So I'm not going to preach a long time. But I'm going to preach till the Lord says stop, and we'll that's how we'll try to manage our time. Verse 13, Matthew 16, verse 13. If you're there, say amen. Amen. You've been seated a while. Let's stand together. We'll reverence the reading of God's Word. Matthew 16, verse 13. The Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You can have a seat. Thank you for standing. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to be going to other places. But that's a very important text, a very important part of God's Word. And Jesus asked His disciples, His inner circle, All right, boys, who they say it? I know I'm the talk of the town. Who they saying I am? And they said, well, some saying John the Baptist, and he was a well-known figure. Some say Elias or Elijah. Some say Jeremiah, the prophets. Well, that's a good reputation. It'd be nice somebody say, well, that old Rochester, I think he's like Jeremiah or Elijah. That'd be an encouragement. That'd be a blessing to hear. But not in this context. John the Baptist, though Jesus said this about John, Jesus said there ain't never been born one of one born of woman greater than John the Baptist. That puts him pretty high on the totem pole. But John's no match, not even in the same stratosphere, hemisphere, as the one who's doing the talking, saying, who are they saying that I am? And I just want to take a few minutes this evening and amplify that thought. Jesus didn't leave it broad. That was a broad question. Who do they say that I am? And they gave their answers. And then Jesus honed in. He narrowed the scope. He said, but who do you say that I am? Amen. And it's good what everybody else thinks about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ. But that ain't going to do you any good having a generic knowledge of who God is. Right. It ain't going to do you any good to have just a group think. Well, that's popular in these days. These group thinks. They rally all our kids together and try to put them in groups together and try to brainwash them, basically, to have them all think in the same communistic ways, socialistic ways. No, that ain't going to help them. No, listen, you need to know who Jesus is. Jesus was telling them, I know what they're saying, but who do you say I am? I mean, he looked them eyeball to eyeball and said, hey, what about you? Who do you say that I am? And if somebody was to ask that question to you, could you answer that? We've been out knocking on doors this week. You never know what's going to come on the other side of the door. You never know who's going to come up in an apartment complex or in a housing development. You never know who you're going to run into. You never know what the situation will present. But if you're telling somebody at the job, if you're telling somebody at the school, if somebody asks you, you need to know who he is. You need to know how to tell him, how to describe him. I mean, if you know him, you'd think you'd be able to talk about him and talk very, very plain. If somebody would say, who is Jenny Rochester? Oh, I could tell you without even thinking. Oh, she's the most beautiful redhead, wife, mother, singing, gracious, good woman. And the best in the world. I could tell you what she likes to eat. I could tell you when she likes to sleep, when she don't. I could tell you all of her, everything about her. You know why? Because I'm madly in love with this woman. So all of you ladies, sorry. This is my. I'm madly in love with her, and I know all about her. And if you ask me about her, I'll tell you. You know why? I ain't ashamed of her. I'm not. You say, don't you wish you got better? They ain't no better. Amen. Are you crazy? God give me the best. And if you don't feel that way about your wife, you are messed up. Amen. That's right. And I feel that way about Jesus. And if somebody asks me or even barely opens the door, I'm going to bust through and start bragging and telling and extolling and saying, oh, yes, I know him. I can tell you about him. I know all about him. Not because what I read in a book, not because what I was preached to or taught as a child, but because I have a personal relationship with Him. And I know Him. I walk with Him. And He talks with me along life's narrow way. I know Him.
Amen.
I don't just know about Him. I know Him. Do you?
Amen.
Do you know Him well enough to talk about Him? If so, why don't you?
Amen. Preach.
Well, it's amazing how we can stand around the cooler at the job site and talk about sports and who won the ball game and who won the race. But you just say this, and say, just try it. Say, don't even be this generic. Say, what happened at church yesterday? They might give you some religious jargon. Just say this. Did y'all magnify Jesus yesterday? You just use that word. It'll bring a chill. Everybody.
What was that?
I'm telling you. How often, how much do you talk about Him? He was the talk of the town. People were finding out that there was a man named Jesus changing lives and healing the sick and making the deaf to hear and making the blind to see and even raising the dead.
Amen.
Yes. I'd say that's worthy to be the talk of the town. Wouldn't you? And so as we were out knocking on these doors and telling people and inviting people and about this, I thought about this question. It'd be a good. This is a good way to get a conversation started. Ask somebody. Jesus asked, "Who do you think Jesus is? Who is Jesus to you?" That's a good conversation opener. It was good enough for Jesus. I'd say it'd be good enough for us. To you, who is Jesus? I want to just deal with this one thought tonight. I've got several, but I won't get to them. But I'm just going to say to you emphatically, Jesus is a lot of things. But one thing that He is, that I want to highlight this evening, He's the Son of God. That's a big deal. I don't care what the Muslims say, Muhammad ain't the Son of God. I don't care what any other religion. Listen, there's only one Son of God, the only begotten Son, and His name is Jesus.
Amen.
You say, you narrow-minded. This much. That's how narrow-minded I am. You say, oh, that's bit. No, listen. You say, you don't love them people. I absolutely do. If you love somebody, you'll tell them the truth. They need the truth. The Bible says, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Yes. People need the truth. And so I want to look at this about Him being the Son of God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, He's asking these questions. And then in verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Pretty emphatic answer. Pretty straightforward. Didn't pull no punches. No, He just laid it out there. That's who He is. And so let's look at this. A few truths. Awesome truths. But Jesus, about Jesus, He's the Son of God. There should be no doubt that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Just as Peter declared it. But Peter isn't the only one in the Bible to declare this truth. It's been declared by others. It's all through the Word of God if you want to know the truth. And I want to run through just a few others who agree with Peter about Him being the Son of God, because some may say, well, that's just Peter's opinion. Although the Catholic Church, they believe that Peter was the first pope and all that nonsense. Listen, the only high priest you need, I have a high priest. His name is Jesus. You don't need another sinner to go confess in a booth to or say Hail Marys to. No, Jesus is your high priest. And Peter was just another sinner like me and you.
Amen.
And so somebody could say, well, Peter, that's just Peter's opinion. Okay, I want to go a step further. Let's look deeper into the Word of God. Amen. So keep your Bibles open. God the Father. well, that just moved way up the chain real quick. You can't get no higher than that. God the Father said it. That he's the Son of God. That's right. That's what the Bible says. 1 John 5:9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. Yeah, that's what God the Father said. Yeah, he's my boy. He's my son. Yeah. At Jesus' baptism, you'll remember, over in Luke 3, verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, we're going to have baptism in just a moment. When Jesus, you know why we baptize, by the way, different than the Methodists, different than a lot of different, you know why we baptize by immersion? I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I don't know if we've got any Methodists here or not. Or Presbyterian or whatever. This, or Catholic. Let me tell you why we baptize by immersion, not by sprinkling. Because we do it the way Jesus was baptized. John the Baptist baptized, listen, he baptized him and immersed him in water. It's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. So we as Baptists, we didn't just come up with this idea. It's a scriptural, biblical thing, and we're following the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. And I just don't think you can improve on that. And so at Jesus' baptism, the Bible says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. Amen. I say God the Father said he was the Son. Amen. Amen. Wouldn't you agree? What about at the Mount of Transfiguration? Jesus there over in Luke chapter 9, verse 28 through 34. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and James and John and went up into the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white as and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, that's why it pays to stay awake at church. Don't be sleeping. There's a lot of things happen to people in the Bible when they fell asleep. I'm going to preach a message on that one day. Really? Sincerely? I mean, they were sleeping when the Lord was being at the Mount of Transfiguration. Here is Moses and Elijah, the two prophets that were gone. They back and in front of them. There they are snoozing, missing it all. Yeah, that's a good reason to stay awake at church. The Bible says they were heavy asleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. And while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son. Hear him. In other words, Moses is good. Yeah, he's a good prophet. Elijah, we loved Elijah. We'll give him a place in the book. But you don't need to worry about hearing them right now. My son is being magnified and transfigured and glorified. Hear him. I say when Jesus is speaking, he'll drown out every other voice. Amen. And so we see that God the Father agreed with Peter and that Jesus is the Son of God. Not only God the Father, but the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God. You do know that God is a Trinity. God in one, God in three, God in one. And meaning, there's not three different gods, there's one God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you say, explain that. Well, I can't. His ways are above mine. I'll just say it in this form. I believe it. Because the Bible says it. And God the Father, it's not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It ain't like it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're equal. They're all God. Yet they're one. You say, well, how can that be? Well, listen, when you have H2O, y'all know what that is, don't you? Water. I believe somebody brought me some. Yeah. Praise Jesus. Don't y'all wish I had? No, I'm just kidding. We're baptized. No, I'm kidding. This right here, listen, this is in liquid form. Water. Right? What happens to this when it gets below 32 degrees? It becomes ice. But it's still water. Ain't it? What happens when you put this and pour it on the pot on the stove and it begins to steam? But it's still what?
Water.
That's three different things, but it's still water. I'm saying God is God, whether it's God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, or God the Son. And they'll never speak ill of another. They'll never contradict each other. And so God the Father, speaking of Jesus being the Son of God, then God the Holy Spirit declared that Jesus being the Son of God, Romans chapter 1 verse 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus Himself proved that He was the Son of God by His own works. Nobody else could work like Jesus. Nobody else could do the things that Jesus done. And He proved that. John 10 verse 36 says, "Say ye of Him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world that thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believest me not. But if I do, though ye believe not on me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in Him." Jesus is saying, you can look at my works and see that I am the Son of God. I am who I say I am. He's not an imposter. He's the one and the only. The way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said that. He said, if any man come unto the Father, he'll come by me. And the Bible, did you know even angels declare Jesus to be the Son of God? The Bible said in Luke 9:35, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." That was the angel speaking to Mary. Amen. Saying that child that's in you that you are going to conceive is the Son of God. Was an angel. Let me say this, and I won't stay here long at all. But even demons, those dark angels, those devilish angels, they know He's the Son of God. Sir, ma'am, young person, hey, listen. You may not believe, but I'll tell you who does. The devil believes that He's the Son of God. Matter of fact, I'll just give you this verse. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles. The Bible says in Mark 3:11, "And unclean spirits, when they saw Him, fell down before Him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God." Notice a theme. Everybody who comes in contact with Him identifies Him as being the Son of the living God. And if you know that, you ought to thank God. Because there's a whole lot of people that don't. The Roman guard at the cross, we preached about the cross this morning. He believed. Matthew 27:54. "Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God." Amen. I mean, they had just put Him on a cross and crucified Him. And oh, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. I mean, the sky went dark and the earth quaked. And boy, them old Roman soldiers got to quaking in their boots and said, "Truly, it's the Son of God. We just crucified the Son of God." Yeah. Well, from the abundance of the testimonies, it is clear, wouldn't you agree, to see from the Word of God that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. And because He's the Son of God, and I'm not going to preach this tonight, but He's the Savior of the world. Amen. Yeah. I just wanted to establish the fact this evening that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, I want to go back to where I started and close. If He is the Son of God, truly, and God the Father said He was, God the Holy Spirit said He was, Jesus Himself said He was, proved He was by His own works, the angels testified that He was, devils and demons testified that He was. And throughout history, man, women, boys, and girls have testified to the fact that Jesus truly is the Son of God. And if He is, and He is, whether you believe it or not, He is. I hope you believe it, but if whether you believe it or not, He is the Son of God. And you'll believe soon enough. I hope you believe this side, because there's coming a day that every knee will bow to Him. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every Muslim, Osama bin Laden, as bad as he hated Jesus and the Jews, and hey, listen, he will bow to a Jew, a Jewish carpenter, the Son of God, a man by the name. He's going to bow. Hitler will bow to the Son of God because He's the Lord. He's King. And He's my King. And He's my Lord. And I highly recommend Him to you. Not just to be like those that were in the crowd and say, "Well, some say that He's Elijah." They didn't know Him too good. They knew about Him. Some say that He's John the Baptist. They had an idea. They were close. But they didn't know Him. Some said John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah. But then he said very clearly, "But who do you say? Who do you say that I am?" And I hope you can look God square in the face and answer that. I've used this illustration, I promise I'm closing. Every preacher says, I'm done. And we're closing, and we're done. But I really am done with this. How many of y'all know who the President of the United States is? Come on, are y'all kidding me? Or some of y'all that messed up in the head? He's pretty flamboyant. He's not one of them dull politicians. You can say, whether you like him or not, you can say that. I mean, everybody ought to know that President Donald Trump is he's the president. I keep up with him. I think it's entertaining. Seems to help my blood pressure. I laugh. I get a kick out of it. It's funny. But I think he's doing a great job, honestly. I do. But I know things that he's done. I know things about his past. I know he's built big buildings all over the world. He's built golf courses all over the world. I know a lot about. I know what he looks like. I know where he lives. I know his address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I know where he lived before there. He lived at Trump Tower in New York. I know his children's name, Eric and Donald Jr. and Ivanka. I even know his ex-wife's name. I'm telling you, I know a lot about this man. But you know what I can't do this evening? Jim, where are you? Where's Jim? There's Jim. Jim, I can't call President Trump this evening. I don't have a relationship with him. I have a lot of head knowledge about him. I know a lot about him, but I don't know him. A lot of people know that Jesus is the Son of God, but you need to know that He's the Son of God who is your Savior and your Lord.
Amen.
And you know what I'm saying? It's been said, hell's full of people who missed heaven by this far. You have it here, but you've never got it here.
Amen.
Not believing in Him, believing on Him as your Lord, as your Savior, as the Son of God who died and bled for your sin and for mine, because that's who He is. Would you agree?
Amen.
Amen. I hope you do. I hope you do. Let's stand together. Every head bowed.